Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is the afternoon before Snowmageddon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We need milk sandwiches, gang. It's crazy. But we are hearing that it could be up to 3 inches of snow, which, as well, as you and I would know here in Central Virginia, is a blizzard. Ah! Nobody's going to be on the roads, and those who start on the roads are going to wind up off the roads. So, yeah, we will keep you up to speed on all of that, I promise you. And I would love to know, as we kick off the afternoon, if you are, as we speak, doing snow prep. I am. I visited the Trash Panda liquor store. I mean, the ABC store in Ashland. That's my store. Thank God. You know, the raccoons come into our place. Apparently, Heidi has put one of the stools aside because we know the raccoon lives in Ashland and apparently, well, enjoys a beverage or 12. And so we're going to be apparently serving trash pandas. I'm working on a recipe called the Trash Panda to serve at the bar. And now there are all sorts of T-shirts that are out there. I actually visited the Radio Factory today. Every once in a while I do, just to make sure it's still there. It's still there. And anyway, but I was talking to one of my friends over there. You know Bill Drake, right? Bill's been around forever today. But he was talking about the T-shirts that have come out now that apparently are benefiting all sorts of animal rescue places. So I'm going online. I'm looking for those. If you found them, let me know. Because I definitely want to get one for myself and get one for Heidi. And I don't know, maybe we'll go all in and dress the animals. God, that's such a terrible thing. I never thought I'd get to that point. Because for years I mocked people. I did. Oh, no, I did. I mocked people. Hey, animals come with their own set of clothing. You don't need to dress them in a Halloween costume or a Christmas costume. Number one, it looks stupid. And number two, they hate it. And number three, they hate it and it looks stupid. Now I'm thinking, oh, you know what Pixie needs is a sweater, right? It is. It's pathetic. I get you. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. Now, that being said, I got a couple of other things that I've got to address. I'm listening to a lot of people talking about Stanley Meador. Stanley Meador, former special agent in charge of our Richmond field office for the FBI. Abigail Spanberger's choices thus far have not proven to me that she's necessarily looking at the best people, but rather looking at people who will be politically expedient. There's no shock there, right? Every team changes the players every 4 years. However, you're going to be a little, well, I don't know, you're going to be a little something. Because I got to tell you, with the selection of Stanley Meador to be the Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, she's actually made a pretty good choice. Yeah. Well, no, there you go. There's no punchline. It's just the truth. And I really do want you to know the truth. I'd like you to think that you can tune in each and every day and say, well, I don't like what he's saying, but I know that it's the truth. Or I love what he's saying, and I know it's the truth. So I'm just telling you right now, the dust up a couple of years ago with that memo, it did come out of the Richmond Field office, came out of Parham Road. That's absolutely true. So we're all clear because there are some details involved. Number one, Stanley Meter did not write it. Number two, wasn't actually written by a special agent. It was put together by an intelligence analyst over at that field office. Now, was the report itself anywhere close to being valid or true or good? No, it was awful as far as I'm concerned. Every single part of it was terrible. And there you have it. I mean, I don't have anything else to say on that. It was a terrible, terrible affront to and assault on Catholics. That's what it was. I mean, you can try and spin it if you'd like, but it was an absolute full frontal assault on members of the Catholic Church. That's what it was, and it can't be described in any other way. But I will say again, Stanley Meter, as the special agent in charge, didn't write it, didn't direct that it be written, was not written by a special agent over there on Parham Road, and a lot of people paid the price for it. And ultimately, Stanley Meter paid the price for it. All right, because he wasn't necessarily looking to retire at the time that he retired. Just leave it at that. But it's a pretty good pickup for the Spamberger team. I know that you are thinking to yourself, wait a minute. Are you saying something nice about Abigail Spamberger? No, I'm really not. I'm just reporting something for you. Remember that this new Secretary of Public Safety is going to have to deal with all sorts of increased crime because Virginia Democrats are hell-bent for leather to put a pot shop in every community, to do as much as is humanly possible for criminals, do everything that is possible to take protections away from law enforcement officers. So Stanley Meter, in his new job, is going to have his hands full. I think he'll do okay. I do. I can't tell you what was going to happen behind closed doors. You know, I don't do predictions. Because if I did predictions as I was passing by the, I think it was Powerball, is up to $820 million, I already would have won that. And, you know, as much as you and I like each other, we wouldn't be chatting right now if I had $820 million. So I don't do predictions, but I think that he is a savvy enough guy. I know that. And he is a Virginian, by the way. He's a native Virginian. That he's going to be pushing back on a lot of stupid stuff. Will he ultimately go along with the Spamberger plans? Sure. But remember as well, what is Spamberger looking to do? Spamberger wants to be president. You know that, and I know that. We all know that, right? Worst kept secret in Virginia. What she's really doing is running for president. This is just a little blip, a little stop along the way. Nothing more, nothing less. Does she really care about serving Virginia? Yeah, I would say no. She would say yes, and we'd all adjourn to our respective corners, I guess. But what she is really trying to do is run for president. And so her personal mission here is positioning herself as the so-called moderate Democrat. I think we're in for some very interesting times, not all of them good. This morning, was Jim Gilmore on with Richmond's Morning News? Because I didn't have a chance to hear him. But I'm looking at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I see a lot of people here attacking Jim Gilmore because apparently he was saying that he's on the side of the narco-terrorists. Is that right? He's all upset about us taking out drug boats. Now, I didn't hear it, so I don't want to offer a full assessment of it, but it is a little nuts, don't you think? If, in fact, that's true, I mean, because Jim Gilmore is three times committed to the war in Ukraine, you would think maybe, possibly, he'd look at us taking out these narco terrorists and say, huh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing, right? I don't think we owe any sort of special consideration to the drug runners. That's all. That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do me a favor right now. Let me know if you are or are not doing anything relative to the snow. If you didn't hear, we are hearing that it could be anywhere from a dusting up to 3 inches. It will be starting tomorrow morning, I think around 4 or 5 in the morning. And apparently now they're saying it will go until the afternoon. Wow. All right. So if that is the case, then I'm thinking it will be closer to 3 inches than it is to a dusting. If that's the case, then all sorts of things are going to be impacted. If it is starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, we are just at the beginning of the school closings, right? They're all going to start coming in, I would imagine, before six, actually, if it is more confirmed that it's going to start around 5 o'clock in the morning. If it is, if there's going to be a flake anywhere in Central Virginia at 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's going to close down, especially because it's a Friday. It's an easy one, actually. But we also have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade on Saturday. If we get 3 inches of snow tomorrow, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to come off tomorrow or not. I just, for the record, I go back to my original thoughts, which are that we should have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade in July. I think that's the perfect time to have the Christmas Parade. So hit me up real fast. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you prepped for the weather? Have you hit the stores yet? And why is it that it's always French toast? Right, we got to get milk, we got to get eggs, we got to get bread. All right. Do you even eat bread or milk or eggs anytime other than a storm? Probably not. And why would you purchase the three items, butter, right, because butter's always in there, butter, milk, and eggs, that are probably the most likely to go bad if, in fact, you were to lose power as a result of the snowstorm? Yeah. All right. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Hit me up over there. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be with us at 3:35. Is the White House handling everything properly with the messaging, if you will, on the narco-terrorists? I think that's a huge question, and only Brian Maloney is going to be able to answer that for us. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.